Street Boscobel, open from 11 until 8 every day. Their ice cream is good as well. It's wonderful stuff. Stop by Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel.
What's important to you and your family is very important to us, the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. I'm Nick Hodge, a funeral service that truly celebrates and captures all the special aspects of a loved one's life, honors the whole family, and starts the journey of healing. It's why we make working closely with you a priority at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center and Muscadet, online at prattfuneralservice.com.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Welcome back to Camp Randall Stadium. Badger Sports Network, Billy Schmidt alongside Lance Allen as the Badgers take down Western Michigan tonight, 28-14. Before we go any further, let's take 10 seconds to allow our local stations to identify themselves. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
Badgers beat Western Michigan here tonight, 28-14, go to 1-0 on the 2024 campaign. I'm Billy Schmidt alongside Lance Allen. Lance, a couple of familiar faces in the backfield, one that I know Badger fans are excited to see back on the ground. That second drive for the Badgers, remember they go 16 plays and miss a Nathaniel Vaco's field goal on their first possession. Second drive, that was Chez Malusi time, and Chez able to drive through, ends up taking four carries on that drive, finishes it with a 9-yard powerful touchdown
run. You know how good that's got to feel?
Good
after your rehab, sixth year senior, coming back from another injury and stuff like that. To me, Bill, there should be a reward for all that hard work or whatever. Now, it could have been Walker with the first touchdown, but to me, Malusi was rewarded with that touchdown and all the hard work and stuff that he put in. Walker, as you mentioned, is a difference maker. I think they had, 196 yards on the ground, 4.5 average. So the numbers overall aren't bad. There's some building blocks there and things like that, and they did move the ball. They kind of went old school Wisconsin there for a while. I think the other positive is you do have two definite running backs that you can rely on this year, and I always think that a Wisconsin offense is usually better, not always better, but usually better with a two-headed monster. So that part of it I like. It was a little troubling, though, to see that I think there will be some things on the film to clean up as far as in front of them. Offensive line, obviously, some guys have some experience. Some guys don't have as much experience. And I think that's going to be one of the issues, Bill, and I mentioned it to you kind of during the game, is I noticed that there were some little gaps and some little holes, but probably not the bigger holes. And it was the running backs, actually, I thought tonight did a nice job of taking what was given to them. There was a couple of plays where Walker or Malusi would kind of slip through and get 4 or 5 yards. Wasn't much there, but they would get basically what they were given. I think there needs to be maybe a little bit more.
That's one of the biggest parts of running the football and being consistent with it, Lance, is being okay with taking your four and moving on to the next play,
Move the chains.
And I think that was one part of the offense that was inconsistent a year ago, to be able to get into the ground game, feel confident running the ball, knowing that you're going to be able to keep yourself ahead of the chains. Too many times you're in second and 10, third and 10 a year ago, and that's exactly what they were able to stay out of here tonight. I think the long run on the day was a Cade Iacomelli 12-yarder. That just shows, even when you're averaging 4.5 a pop, that there weren't as many negative yardage. There weren't 1 and 2s. They were still keeping themselves ahead of the chains, and that is going to be a focal point for, as you mentioned, that two-headed monster of Tywee Walker as well as Chez Malusi. They're both different. And a year ago, Braylon and Chez were different. They missed that once Chez exited. And you could tell that was a big part of it tonight, is because they are a very different style of back.
The negative was that it didn't seem like the couple of times they either tried the screen pass, the wheel route, something out of the backfield, it didn't necessarily work. I think they did try to dump it down a little bit. I think, you know, a Badger offense is usually better when they go to the tight end a little bit. We got to look for that a little bit more down the road as well. And I think you brought it up, and it's a good point to kind of address now, is Tyler Van Dyke, where you saw the arm strength some of the times, like throwing to the outer boundary, throwing to the opposite sideline. That takes a talented arm, dare I say, the next level caliber arm to get it all the way across the field beyond both hashes to get it all the way over four first downs. That was the positive. The negative tonight was, once again, you saw some of the inconsistency that was at the previous stop for Van Dyke with the Miami Hurricanes. Is you see the arm strength, you see a lot of the good decision making, and then there were a couple of times where, yes, because you can throw it into a certain window doesn't mean you can always throw it into a certain window.
There's a slogan, risk it for the biscuit. You got to see some biscuits. Now, the Badgers were able to see a couple of biscuits here tonight, but they also weren't burnt a couple of times when Broncos players had their hands on the ball. There were a couple of times, especially in the red zone, where the efficiency's got to get better when the competition ratchets up, Lance, as we get
further into the season. And obviously the fumble led to 7 points for Western Michigan.
And we'll talk about times where the Badgers ultimately took advantage of Mother Mo, momentum swaying onto their sideline, and also a couple of times in which they didn't. That one you mentioned, Tyler Van Dyke's fumble there in the third quarter, definitely did not actually open the door wide open for the Western Michigan Broncos to then take a lead into the fourth quarter and keep a lot of people here after jump around. There were a lot of fans that stuck for a lot longer than maybe they anticipated on a beautiful, picturesque late night here kickoff to start out the season on a Friday night at Camp Randall Stadium as the Badgers are victorious here tonight, 28-14 over Western Michigan. It's time. As we get going here for the rest of the night, though, we are going to hear from Tyler Van Dyke. We're going to go inside the locker room with our guy, Mike Heller. We're also going to, on the other side, Lance, talk about that moment that fully changed the game, because there are a couple of moments where, again, the tenuous crowd started feeling anxious.
There were some boo birds. There was some catcalls. There was some whatever. And I think it's a little early for that. I can understand the frustration.
Absolutely.
And I'm not here to bag on the fans and anything like that, but it is game one. There's a lot of season to play. We've seen really good teams struggle, but somehow you still get the win and you get out of Dodge.
And rarely is special teams the one that saves you. That might have been the special performance tonight as we look forward here as our energizing performance comes up. On the other side, the local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers postgame show continues in a moment. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin,
so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know
that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show,
we would never do it on the open road.
And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Hey friends, Mott's Matt here for Brewpub Lotta Mott's Pizza. You know, so many people are stuck in the moat of mundaneness when it comes to their frozen pizza choice. Same cardboard crust, flavorless sauce, second-rate cheese, you know, all the assumptions of a frozen pizza. Well, it's time to ditch the downer and throw out that theory by diving into a Brewpub Lotta Mott's Pizza. Thin, cracker-like crust, a bold, tasty sauce, high-quality meat and veggie toppings, and bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese. There's nothing humdrum about a Brewpub pizza. See for yourself. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section at your local grocery store.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Jump around with the Badgers right here. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
No matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious. Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. Ah, how's that sound on a hot summer day? Made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Badgers beat the Western Michigan Broncos 28-14 at Camp Randall Stadium. I'm Billy Schmidt alongside Lance Allen. This is the local Wisconsin and UP4 Dealers postgame show. Lance, as the game turns and the wind continues to blow, it was a light breeze today that maybe pushed 1-2 field goals errantly, may have contributed to a special teams play that ultimately becomes the energizing performance of the game, brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you as the Badgers special teams punted it away to Western Michigan in the fourth quarter. The Badgers were able to recover a fumble. It was Austin Brown jumping Johnny on the spot, being able to recover, give the Badgers a short field in a moment where they're down 14-13. And Lance, you had to answer a massive swing of emotion where the fake field goal runs into
all the way
jump
down
around.
To the floor. Yep.
Western Michigan is jumping around on their sideline.
Very little life.
On this side. Yep. And the energy in the building was palpably down. You needed to be able, and I just put it out, that they needed somebody to make a big play. Didn't realize that it was going to be the left leg of somebody who didn't hear the Peter call on the Broncos punt return side. But ultimately, in that moment, it was the biggest play for the Badgers
to
date.
Yeah, and to go back to the field goal thing, I didn't see the flags moving that much at the top of the stick. So, you know, I think both kickers, obviously, got some things to clean up and stuff like that. The hidden part, you're right. They had to answer something, and whether you want to call it luck, whether you want to call it good fortune, Johnny on the spot, whatever, but at least Austin Brown made a play. And hidden in all that, sometimes we don't give the punters enough love. I think Pat McAfee has now given all punters love all over the place because he uses up all the oxygen of the room and, you know, is a loud guy and stuff like that and talks about for the brand and kicking and all that stuff. But Atticus Bertram's, you know, it was a 50-yard punt. It was a driving punt. And that stuff flips the field regardless of what happens beyond that. But it flipped the field, and then you have the good fortune of one of the Western Michigan defenders not clearing the field, not having the awareness or whatever, and the ball bounces, touches him. It was clear as day that it touched him. And then it's just a free-for-all. And Austin Brown was there on the spot. And sometimes it's just literally kick coverage. Like, he's going down there, obviously, to contain and stay in his lane, in his area, because he's assuming that the kick returner is going to be in that area or general vicinity, and then it turns into a free-for-all play. And hey, kudos to him, because like you said, they had to change the momentum in some way, shape, or form, because there was not a lot of life for the home team in this stadium at that point.
And about 15 minutes earlier on that same end, about 15 yards away, was the scramble for the Tyler Van Dyke fumble that set up Western Michigan's score to go ahead, and you ultimately get the ball bouncing in your favor on that side, and then four plays later, Tywee Walker is running
over. That was a tough run.
Score.
So to me, like you said, the momentum, like Walker, not that he's not going to try, not that he's not going to be energized or whatever for every play, but it just seemed like he had a little extra. It was a tough 6-yard run to get into the end zone. And then what do? You look at the score and go, okay, it's 19-14. We're going to go for two. It doesn't make sense to kick the extra point at that point. And you get the two to Tretch in the back of the end zone, and it's just a totally different atmosphere, totally different game. It just seemed like the wind was out of Western Michigan's sails. All that they had done with the fake field goal and going ahead and whatever, it just kind of seemed like, you know, you can see the shoulders droop a little bit and say, okay, we're the little team that could. We tried as our hardest, but you know what? We're just a little bit short tonight, and that was the feeling to me at that point.
Yeah, that two-minute stretch truly was our energizing performance of the game, brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you, powering through, as we said, Tywee Walker for that six-yard touchdown. Not only that, the play before was a third and two from the 12-yard line, and he powered on a really physical run through a couple of defenders and was able to cash in there. The other moment that will get forgotten about because of how the second half goes, Badgers' first scoring drive, second drive of the game, the ejection on the targeting call. Mm-hmm. It's a first down. It's not a third down. However, big momentum shift. A fifth-year player starting inside linebacker for Western Michigan thrown out at that point, and definitely changes because the Badgers then have first and goal. It's a 12-yard penalty, because I think it happened at the 24-yard line, half the distance to the goal, and three plays later, the Badgers are in for six.
And that's another big play, too, where they needed to establish something. It just seemed like the offense was a little on the ragged side. It's a first effort. Not going to totally condone it, but I'm also not going to say, okay, they've got plenty more games to try to figure certain things out and to try to get some continuity and things like that. I did like the fact that, you know, Ches Malusi, I even wrote it down, Ches Malusi basically fought to get into the end zone, and he pushed Joe Brunner in. It was a 16-play, 93-yard drive, 6:29. So this offense does have the capabilities, Billy, of extending drives, long sustained drives, wearing out the opposing defense. It has that ability. We just didn't see, obviously, enough of it tonight, and not consistently tonight, but it does have that capability.
Very excited to hear from some of those guys on that offense when they join Mike Heller outside the Badgers locker room coming up as we continue on. Tyler Van Dyke, amongst others. More of the local Wisconsin UP4 Dealers postgame show coming up from Camp Randall Stadium. This is Badger football from Learfield. Stop
the pin! Hey there, Badger fans. Ready to cheer on Wisconsin in style? Piggly Wiggly, your hometown grocer and proud sponsor of the junior captain of the game, is giving kids 12 and under the chance to score big. Win four tickets and an unforgettable VIP experience at a Wisconsin home football game. Enter now at shopthepig.com for your chance to win. No purchase necessary, just pure Badger pride. Remember, your Piggly Wiggly is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Let's go, Badgers!
Piggly Wiggly, shop the pig!
FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans provide best-in-class traits and genetics that perform. In farming, bushels matter to your bottom line. Our field-proven products deliver high yields year after year. Get the seed you need from the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and High Soy retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more.
Badger football all season long.
All the way! 71 yards!
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Stop by Rich & Locker for great deals this week. Get a family pack of New York strips for just $8.98 a pound. Genio Honey Roasted Turkey is also $8.98 a pound. And sliced Swiss cheese is only $5.98 a pound. Plus, don't forget our wide selection of burgers, brats, snack sticks, summer sausage, and cheeses. Need something to cool off? With over 100 craft beers in our beer cooler, you're sure to find something you love. And for bourbon enthusiasts, we have the county's largest selection. Visit us at Richland Locker today.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
BL Signs LLC is a full-service sign design and signage construction company located near Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications. The goal at BL Signs is to provide all customers with high-quality custom signage, competitive pricing, and on-time delivery. From electric message centers to interior door signs, they do it all. BL Signs, 647-0149.
Town and Country Television and Appliance is your source for world-famous Speed Queen Laundry products. With 3, 5, and 7-year warranty options, you'll be washing worry-free for years. Right now, an offer to save up to $400 on your choice of the sleek new matte black is waiting for you. Visit Town & Country Television and Appliance next to Goodwill, weekdays 8 to 5, or shop online at townandcountryrc.com.
This has been a presentation of Badger Football on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. Proud to be bringing you coverage of college football all season long right here on WRCE Radio, on your Civic Media app, and online at WRCE.FM or WRCO.com. We thank you for tuning in for today's coverage of Badger Football.
Phil Longo's offense. It is night one of a new era at the quarterback position, Lance. Not unique, though, to the Wisconsin Badgers. I know Matt was talking about it in the pregame show. Like 63% of Division I programs going with a transfer quarterback.
It's or new quarterbacks or whatever you want to, however you want to categorize it. So numbers on the night, 21 of 36, 192 yards. Longest throw was 17, sacked once, lost the fumble, which led to 7 Western Michigan points. Not a lot of breakaway stuff. You look at the yards after the catch, Pauling 6 for 60. He had yards after catch 29. And then I believe that the other one is Tywee Walker, who 22 yards after the catch. So you probably want to see that improve. You probably want to see your average yards per pass or completed pass kind of improve a little bit. Tonight it was a little more dink and duck, as we saw tonight, Billy. You know, it was kind of one of those things where they looked for the soft part of the zone. They found the soft part of the zone, but they were kind of getting like just what, the little 5, 6, 7, 8 yard chunks, so to speak. So Tyler Van Dyke, certain throws showed the arm talent, certain throws showed the check down ability, and basically went where what the defense gave him, but a couple of times a little bit risky with the ball.
Yeah, and if the red zone work can be more efficient, might be exactly what the doctor ordered. That first two series, very efficient with the ball, and you mentioned getting the ball out of his hands quickly. Then you saw some more of those downfield throws. I thought the two-minute drill right before half was big for them to go down and get points and be able to push the ball down the field. A 10-yard ball to Pauling. Tretch was in there for 13 as well. Let's go down to the locker room. Mike Heller standing by after his first game as the Badgers starting quarterback, first game at Camp Randall Stadium. Tyler Van Dyke.
Well, let's start with just winning. Winning is, it's what you're hoping to do when the game starts. We'll get to the pretty, the not pretty, but winning is the first and foremost.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, that's the main thing. Finding somehow to get that W, and that's what we did. You know, it wasn't our best out there, but especially in the first half. And, you know, we found a way in the fourth quarter to get it done.
Let's talk about that group in front of you, that offensive line. I think Coach Fickell singled them out in the postgame in your locker room. I mean, they leaned on them, and the running game was really one of the keys in that, with the offensive line doing the work.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, all five of those guys did a tremendous job, you know, working together and, you know, making it happen for the backs to find holes and do what they got to do. So, yeah, great night for the offensive line.
Tywee Walker and Chez, I mean, you're the one that hands it to them and watch them do the work behind that aforementioned offensive line. And they finished runs tonight, all night.
Yeah, they go hard. You know, the first guy's never going to tackle them. So I think you saw it from both of them. Even Cade Iacomelli, I mean, he had some really good runs too. So, yeah, really good what we saw from our backs.
So let's start with the play in the throw game. Obviously, your first start here, pluses and minuses. What immediate reaction, what was good?
Yeah, I mean, I thought we did a decent job in the pass game. I mean, obviously it was a little sloppy and I need to make a few better decisions with the ball, especially in the red zone. But yeah, I think we threw the ball well in times, and then sometimes just need to make smarter decisions sometimes.
The turnover, obviously, you know, when you scramble, you're hoping for ball security. What, take me through that play.
Yeah, I was trying to make something happen. It was third and forever, and I got tripped up and ball just slipped out of my hand, and I just got to hold on to the ball. I have to be better with the ball security there.
When you guys then finish, because they have a lead when you start the fourth quarter. I mean, they take the lead early in the fourth, but the way you finish, getting the fumble on their punt and being able to turn that into a touchdown, and then the two-point conversion.
Yeah, that was a momentum changer right there with the fumble punt. You know, we pushed it in right there and got the two-point conversion. And after that, I feel like we had full control of the game. Got the ball back and then went down the field again and scored. So, Yeah, I mean, it was a good finish, good fourth quarter, and offensive line dominated.
Tyler, give you a final thought here, and that is your first game at Wisconsin, that atmosphere at night after a long camp. I know that you relished getting out there.
Yeah, it was awesome. Great atmosphere. I believe it was full, and, you know, the fans brought it. Great energy, and definitely helped us out.
Always stuff to clean up, and then you get ready and do this again next week?
No doubt. Yeah, we'll fix it up and get ready for South Dakota.
Tyler, thank you. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys.
Back to you.
Team will get ready for South Dakota. We will hear in a moment. Billy Schmidt, Lance Allen with you at Camp Randall Stadium after the Badgers' victory. Lance, hearing from Tyler Van Dyke, I always like to hear the player talk through their performance because you're always your biggest critic, even though coaches...
Yeah,
they'll critique. There'll be some good critiques.
Oh, there'll be a good film session tomorrow.
There'll be plenty off of this one. Yeah. However, just got to make smarter decisions. When you say it that way, it was very honest and very forthright and correct from what Tyler Van Dyke
said. And interesting that, you know, obviously I think Will Pauling is going to be the focus of a lot of the passing offense and stuff like that. So obviously 10 targets, 6 catches today. But you saw Bryson Green get in there a little bit and make some plays. We talked about Tretch Kekahana, you know, as well, making some plays and making some actually splash plays and looking really good.
Big time.
In doing that as well. And then, you know, probably getting Walker and Malusi a little more out of the backfield. I think there were 6 targets between the two of them and 3 catches. So, obviously, that's probably an area where the coaches are like, hey, if they're going to stack the box against us, if they think that our offensive line is still trying to get some level of cohesiveness, we're going to have to, like, fool them a little bit with a wheel route, screen pass, it out to the back, whatever you want to say.
Tretch Kekahuna was one of the players in spring ball that just continued to raise eyebrows, like, hold on, this guy just keeps making a play every single day.
Keeps making plays. Yeah.
Same deal once he gets to Platteville. Same thing for those 2 weeks. Good to see him be able to do it on the field here tonight. And also, I know Badger fans like to see the tight ends get involved.
Yeah.
Riley Nowakowski with a pair of catches.
Yep.
Also, 2 catches for Tucker Ashcraft. And Ashcraft's catch that ends up going inside the 10 sets up the first and goal. That was a big play. And being able to find some just holes in the defense, and I think Van Dyke, his arm strength is going to be able to take advantage of any.
They targeted the tight end 7 times to your point, Billy, and 4 catches, you know, 2 each for Riley as well as Tucker. So that is a thing that was a little bit on the absent side last year. Didn't see them go to the tight end nearly quite as much, and probably something that they want to integrate back into the offense and have that capability, so to speak, that if the receivers are covered, you're gonna double team Will Pauling, or you're gonna try to take certain guys out of the game. Well, you're going to have to deal with that as well.
All right, a lot more coming up on our local side of the post-game show before we hand it a step away from the network side. But coming up next week, we've mentioned it, that the film study is the first thing to really discuss. Then Saturday, a full 8 days before the 2:30 kick. Lance, I got a thing in college football.
You got a thing. What's your thing?
If I'm a coach, I don't want to see a Dakota on my non-conference. However, South Dakota comes in here. That's a good football program. You saw one last night. North Dakota State give Colorado all they could handle and a little bit more. I think you're going to see South Dakota State do the very same thing coming
up
tomorrow.
Jackrabbits, they're sneaky.
These are good football programs, and they're coming in here with a lot to gain, nothing to lose, very much like that Western Michigan team tonight.
It's what you hang your hat on. It's why Western Michigan, when they took that lead and they had nothing to lose, take all the stops out, fake the field goal, get it down to the 4-yard line, punch it in. We saw it. You mentioned it. Their sideline was doing the jump around 10 times as much as the Wisconsin sideline. There was new life on that side. Their little fan base, which was in the corner of the south end zone, the southeast corner, was jumping up and down and going nuts, and it just seemed like there was no life in this stadium. So that was why that whole punt sequence and getting the ball with a short field and then Walker punching it in and all the things that happened after that were huge, because it proved that this team, hey, backs against the wall, whatever cliche you want to use, they had to buckle down and grit it out for the victory.
They're cliches. They're also classics for a reason, right? Because they seemingly every single year prove out to be right and prove out to be accurate. You're going to have to sometimes be lucky. Better to be lucky than good tonight. You're going to have to be able to find ways to win late, and the
winning
Badgers
teams
are able to do that.
Still find a way to win these games.
It's no doubt about it.
You don't get style points. You just get wins and losses. And there is a there. It's not always going to be super, super pretty. So you don't care about style points. You just have to find a way when you're not at your best. To me, Billy, sometimes it is more impressive. The teams that always come back in the fourth quarter always find a way to win because they're winners. They just somehow, some way. Now, yes, there's plenty to improve upon, and there's a long way to go. You got 11 more games to figure it out. Yep. And all that good fun stuff. But it is impressive to me when a team faces adversity and they get punched in the mouth a little bit, or all of a sudden it's the shocker of shockers, the team that was four touchdown, you know, underdogs or whatever, gets the victory. How are you going to handle that? What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Are you going to freak out? Are you going to somehow buckle down and get it done, even if it was not the ideal scenario of what you want?
And hearing the way Luke Fickell talked about it, I know he's excited to have some adversity right out of the gates. This is somebody that, you know, said there's some wind. I would have liked a little rain, a little heat. I mean, let's add some adversity on here. Grab some of that for breakfast. It never doesn't hurt to start your day with that. For what it's worth, Lance, South Dakota got a win over Northern State 45-3 yesterday in their opener. Northern State, to say what that Division II program is, they actually replied to my recruiting questionnaire, so might not be very, very good for the talent that's on that program. That's not a good thing. You don't want to be replying to something that I sent out at that point in high school.
The Coyotes howling for you. I like that. That's very nice, Billy.
South Dakota is on the docket coming up on Saturday, a 2:30 kickoff. Our pregame on the network side with Mike Heller will start at 12:30. Matt and Tausch have the call, and Lance and myself will be here once again from Barry Alvarez Field at Camp Randall Stadium with you on the local Wisconsin UP4 Dealers postgame show. That is going to do it here for us tonight as the Badgers one more time are victorious here, 28-14 in front of a sellout crowd, a capacity crowd that enjoyed themselves some beverages for the first time. And a lot of Badger red throughout, victorious and celebratory, hitting the streets of Madison here tonight. For Lance Allen, I'm Billy Schmidt. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield, under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. Alongside Lance Allen, this is Billy Schmidt. Hope you join us coming up Saturday, September 7th, 2:30 kickoff as the Badgers take on South Dakota here at Camp Randall Stadium. One more time, Badgers victorious here today, 28-14. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Badger Football has been brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by Favit Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Sold in an auction for $630,000. The hat was showcased early in the film when Jones and Short Round jumped from a plane about to crash. The high cost for the hat was much more than other celebrity items that were auctioned off, such as Justin Timberlake's French toast that went for just over $1,000 in 2000, or Scarlett Johansson's used tissue from The Tonight Show in 2008. True stories. Check them out.
For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weekdays from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Beautiful holiday weekend weather ahead. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-50s. Sunshine and warmer for tomorrow, highs in the mid-80s. Mid-70s for highs Sunday and Labor Day, more sun. And the pleasant temps continue through the rest of next week. Currently 57 degrees.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Pickleball. Yeah. Where's Greg Baca on this? Because I'm about to offend all these many, many people in Wisconsin who play it. It's overgrown ping pong. I mean, come on.
It's underbaked tennis.
Well, I've already done it because on the text line, Matt from Germantown, don't make fun of pickleball.
We're not making fun of pickleball. We're simply making fun of the people who play pickleball. There is a difference.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we sit down and talk to labor leaders from all over Wisconsin for our Labor Day celebration. Please join us and happy Labor Day.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Book Embracing Atheism. Ben Franklin fled Massachusetts as a teenager to escape the religious threats, and Thomas Jefferson went off on it regularly. There's a whole piece about how the Republicans are trying to impose a new dark age on America. It's all laid out, all the quotes and all the links over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out.
You see the world around you is changing every day. Frustration in your heart and you don't know what to say. You feel the weight of anger, the heaviness of fear. But there's a way to make a change. The path is crystal clear. Don't just sit there waiting for the tide to turn. Rise up and take your stand. Let your passion burn. Get involved, let your voice be heard.
Yep, Tag, you're it. 35 minutes past the hour. Verizon election talk from U.S. executives highlights policy uncertainty, writes the headline over at Meta Singh's piece on Reuters, the news service. Meta writes, U.S. company executives are talking much more about the upcoming presidential election than they did 4 years ago. In company earnings calls, and this is where, you know, the senior executives of the company get on the phone with the largest shareholders, generally speaking, over the last 2 months, ending August 15th, mentions of election or White House were 34% higher than the corresponding period 2020. After energy and carbon emissions, including renewables and electric vehicles, the Inflation Reduction Act, tariffs, and trade were the most talked about policy topics by companies which cited elections. In other words, this is what they're worried about. They're worried, these companies are worried that a Harris administration might crack down on fossil fuel emissions, might continue to promote electric vehicles and renewables, that they might expand the Inflation Reduction Act, that they might impose tariffs on some products, some strategic products to encourage domestic manufacturing. And frankly, I think all these things are going to happen. Sam Stovall, the chief investment strategist at CFRA Research, says company profits could be affected materially depending on which party gains the White House, especially if it's either a red or blue wave. Dave Wagner, who's the portfolio management at Aptus Capital Advisors, says it all comes down to taxes. That's the rally killer for this market. In other words, these big business guys are afraid that Harris is going to raise taxes. He goes on to say the new corporate tax rate is an instant haircut to earnings growth. That's why a lot of these companies are really starting to talk about this to get ahead of the curve. Kamala Harris, Vice President Harris, is proposing increasing the corporate tax. When Trump came into office, the top income tax rate for corporations, and keep in mind, corporations only pay this on after-tax profits. So, you know, it's fairly easy to have a company show no profit at all. You just, you know, invest in, you know, pay your employees more, invest in research and development, develop a new product line, build a new factory. All those things are tax deductible expenses and reduce your profits. But nonetheless, the top income tax rate was 35% when Trump came into office in 2017. He dropped it down to 21%. Kamala Harris is saying, let's take it back up to 28%. Now, keep in mind, when Dwight Eisenhower was president, it was 50%, which is where it should be. But anyhow, these executives, they're sitting around going, well, you know, I don't know what we should do. The Supreme Court said we can bribe politicians. Which politicians should we be bribing? It's a tough question. Anyhow, what's on your mind? Let's pick up your calls here. Ziggy in Oneonta, New York. Hey, Ziggy, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Having heard some of the earlier callers, I felt compelled to call in because for me, the last week has been just fantastic.
Okay.
You know,
how so?
Oh, I do... I do the kind of Norma thing, but differently. I will walk around with my T-shirts and hats and other stuff. Mm-hmm. And the number of people who have approached me has grown tenfold. Mm. And they're all the same. They're all excited. They want to find out more. They're like on my side. And I get the sense of feeling of freedom. I feel like they're not afraid to have to talk about this now. And, you know, I'm just really seeing a sea change of mood here. And, you know, I just want to give that energy to everybody. Try it out. It's working, you know?
That's great. That's great. I don't know if you've got this in your collection, but over on Amazon, there's a company that does custom hats. And I got a camo hat. In fact, I don't know if you can see it in the show. Actually, I can put it. This is it. It's a camo hat and it says Harris Walls on it. And, you know, the campaign is offering these, but they say they're not going to start shipping them until October. And so I just ordered one on Amazon. Actually, I ordered four of them. And, you know, give them to my family members. You know, I wore it to work the other day, and there was one couple that I walked by, and the woman gave me this kind of, not quite a thumbs up, you know, more like with her face than her thumb. And her husband scowled at me.
That'll happen. Well, you know, one thing about that, Tom, just so you know, I don't put those on my site, and I'm surprised Amazon lets you do it, because if I'm competing against Harrison Waltz, I'm not allowed to, but also I don't want to. I want them to get the income from the sale of those items.
Yeah.
Mine will be similar to theirs, and actually I have some of their material that I wear as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, that's
and
good.
So that's the reason why you probably won't see that on my site. Just I should mention that, because sometimes people ask me for certain types of things, and I say, I can't do
No, I ordered one. You know, I went to the DNC site to order one when I learned that they were selling them. You know, I put my credit card in and everything, and then it said, you know, it will ship in October. And I thought, well, I want one right now. So that's why I ended up at Amazon.
That's actually kind of, that's where I sometimes I don't want to be critical, but that's where they should be doing something different to get them out, because they need to be out early.
I agree.
With these,
so. I agree. They should have contracted.
You know.
Well, I think the problem is that they're only contracting with union firms, and there's not enough union shops in America that are doing that kind of stuff. You know, there's little doubt in my mind. In fact, the company that I did this through, Amazon, is apparently a little family-owned business. You know, so it's not a union shop. I mean, it probably doesn't have that many employees. So anyway, Ziggy, I got to move along. But thanks for the call, and keep up the great work. And tell people what your website is once more.
Oh, endbribes.com, and you got two different stores you can get directed to. I've got some new stuff that I've got from the convention. I'm putting together dozens of new items from the ideas I got from the convention.
Great. Okay, cool. Thank you, Ziggy.
All right.
Good talking to you.
All right, take care, Tom.
You too.
All right, bye.
Brad in Tampa, Florida. Hey, Brad, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. So first part, I want to say that what is happening with CNN? So I listened to the CNN Sunday show, and when Jake Tapper was interviewing Lindsey Graham was saying some of the most vile lies. Democrats want abortion up till 9 months, time of birth. He literally said that. There was no pushback, no objection. The only thing Tapper said was, well, there was a lot of stuff that we should dive into or not dive into there, but let's go on to another question.
Right.
And Lindsey Graham was just espousing these lies that I keep hearing.
I know. J.D. Vance
did
the same thing in an interview with Jake Tapper the week earlier. And they had and after the Democratic convention, they had a panel where they had eight people, and they said, these people are all undecided voters. And one of them
wasn't.
Exactly. One of them was not just a Trump supporter, but an outspoken Trump supporter with a huge social media presence, mm-hmm. who told CNN on several occasions that he was a Trump supporter. And at the very end, he was, you know, yeah, I'm still voting for Donald Trump. And, you know, he was a ringer. And I think CNN is trying to put their thumb on the scale. I really do. I get it that, you know, the new head of the network and the new head of programming are both Republicans. They're both right wingers. And that probably has something to do with it, Brad.
Well, it's I've seen a little bit of shift on Fox News as well. Fox News on their reporting, just as the Daily Show shows. Because I watch MSNBC, CNN, Fox News, and I even tune in Newsmax every once in a while, only when it's big stories. And I see a little bit of shift on Fox News of getting kind of bringing in more Democratic voices, not just getting away from their fringe right.
Yeah, although you know, during the convention when Adam Kinzinger was speaking, Fox News cut him off. They did not show him at all. They just had their commentators on talking, you know, all during that time, because they did not want their Republicans to see a Republican who was saying, I'm a Republican, I continue to be a Republican, and, you know, I'm a conservative, and I'm not changing, but I am voting for Harris and Walz. And, you know, they just did not want that. So, you know, it's really unfortunate that, I mean, you know, obviously Fox News is going to do that. They're a propaganda channel, but CNN has been veering in that direction more and more. Very unfortunate. Brad, thanks. Thanks a lot for the call. Good to hear from you. We'll be right back. It's 44 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here on the Tom Hartman program. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's 45 minutes past the hour. Back with your call.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Matt and Air on Air.
You know, Greg Buck, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident you're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Co-founder of the Lincoln Project, Rick Wilson.
Trump is now pre-gaming for Republican elections boards at the county and state levels across this country to try to put their thumb on the scale for Trump. And if they don't win on that front, they may resort to violence again, which is why at the Lincoln Project, our goal is not to beat Trump. Our goal is to beat Trump like a rented mule. Our goal is to beat Trump so bad that his bruises have bruises.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Mayor Brian Kennedy of Glendale.
I've heard Republicans say this is a coup. Nobody voted for Kamala Harris. Yeah, when I voted for Joe Biden in the primaries, I was voting for Kamala Harris to be his vice presidential running mate. In this case, Joe Biden stepped aside. We nominated Kamala Harris.
I think it's a little bit like the Dodgers complaining that the Braves starting pitcher who injured his shoulder yesterday isn't starting today.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Everywhere.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Everybody's all excited about how Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are doing so well in the polls, and there's so much energy around the Democratic candidacy, and that's great. And we need to keep that up. And Trump seems to be going down in flames, you know, the Fat Elvis phase of his life. Or his career. But it's important to realize that over $6 billion has been raised so far in dark money from mostly right-wing billionaires and big corporations, and none of it has been spent yet. September, October, it's coming. There's a tsunami of dark money coming, and we need to get ready for it. And the big way to get ready for it is to double down on registering people to vote, phone banking, sending out postcards, talking to neighbors and friends, getting the word out, because it's gonna come down to people. It's gonna come down to people power. There's a whole article about this called "Will Democracy Survive the Tsunami of Dark Right-Wing Money Coming This Fall?" over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out.
In the heart of the city, out in the countryside.
Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Maureen in St. Louis, Missouri. Hey, Maureen, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hi, Tom. Well, now Trump is trying to change the rules on the debate September 10th.
Yeah.
He wants to have the microphones muted again.
Right.
Like he did in the debate with Biden. That, you know, poor Biden looked so bad in that debate. And I think it was a couple weeks afterwards was an interview that Joe Biden had with George Stephanopoulos.
Mm-hmm.
And he explained that while he was talking, Trump just kept talking also. You know, so Biden couldn't keep his thoughts because Trump just kept talking.
Right.
But because Trump's microphone was muted, all of us viewers did not know that that was happening.
Right.
And I think that the moderator should have said something, but they didn't. But it was just such a shame because everyone just went how bad Biden looked.
Mm-hmm.
And hearing this interview, it never went anywhere else. That was the only time I ever heard them talk about that.
That's interesting. And, I didn't catch that.
It was just a shame. And it made so much sense because, mm-hmm. you know, Trump, it was kind of like what he did with Hillary, walking behind her and intimidating her. So now him and his whole team realized how great that worked and how bad Biden looked. So now they want to do the same thing to Kamala.
Yeah.
And hopefully her team, I don't think they'll cave.
No, and she will not be intimidated. She's going to eat his lunch. She's right. just going to eat his lunch. And he right. knows it. And that's why I think there's a good chance he's going to back out of this debate. He's
just
terrified right now. So
it was just a shame. And I keep trying to tell people about what happened that day, because it makes me mad that the media never reported that about Joe Biden. Just let him look like an old man. You know, they just went on with that. And it was the only time I heard him say that. Yeah. What a shame.
Yeah, fascinating. Yeah. Maureen, thank you. Thanks for setting the record straight.
Okay.
Appreciate the call. Diane in Ann Arbor. Hey, Diane, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Say, I have a solution for this last call about talking over. Remember those game shows where they put them in a sound box?
put
each of them in a sound box. And then when Trump starts, you know, going on, cut him off completely so he can just, his mouth is moving, but no sound is coming out inside his sound box.
But the dynamic is reversed here, Diane. Now it's going to be Kamala Harris interrupting Trump every time he tells a lie. And that's what he's trying to prevent.
I hope she does it because
I
hope she does.
She will.
But the reason...
I hope so. The reason I called is, have you ever listened to David Feldman? Did you listen to him?
I don't. I'm not familiar with who that is.
When I watch him, I think of you. When I think of when I watch,
you mean David Pakman on the evening him. In the evening
no,
on First
no,
Beach
no,
TV?
No. David Feldman, F-E-L-D-M-A-N. Please write that down.
Okay.
And here's a YouTube. He's on YouTube, and give him a try. Here's a good one. Trump turns away from base. That's it. Trump turns away from base. Mm-hmm. Put that in and listen to this man. He is so knowledgeable. He does his homework, mm-hmm. and he brings up stuff that I think you and he would have a really good conversation over a beer or whatever. You both would keep up with each other.
Okay.
But it's just so many good things about how the winning, you know, map and all this and this and that. Things you never think of.
Yeah.
Okay, so then he says, and I'm with this. I'm all over Harris and Waltz, you know, winning. I think they're there. I really do. Congress, we got a whole Congress, and
we've got to take the Senate. Tester's going to be the key to that.
There you go. That's the reason for me calling them, what he talked about, the trifecta. We've got to keep that so we can get through the second Bill of Rights. Essentially, is what Kamala is talking about. That's essentially what she's talking about.
Yep.
And he talked about John Tester. He got me so fired up, I called and contributed money to him because he says we cannot do it without Tester.
Yeah, no, it's Tester true. It's absolutely true.
Recently,
and that's the key to holding the Senate. Diana, I need to move along, but thank you for the call, and thanks for the recommendation. Mark in Columbia, South Carolina. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, actually, I'm in a little town called Branchville, whose claim to fame is the oldest railroad junction in the world.
Oh, cool. Let me fix that. Did you say Branchville?
Branchville, B-R-A-N-C-H-V-I-L-L-E. Branchville, South Carolina.
I'll have it correct next time.
I was just thinking, and something popped into my head when we were in school. They talked about medieval times and how there was landowners and serfs.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to me like that's what the Republican Party wants. They don't want the middle class because they are a very powerful voice right now. And starting with Reagan, they tried to, you know, diminish what
that was Reagan's. Those were his marching orders. There was this widespread belief among Republicans. There still is. But Russell Kirk championed this back in 1951 with his book, The Conservative Mind. This widespread belief among Republicans that if the middle class gets too large, too prosperous, that it will cause social chaos in the United States. And so you've got to gut the middle class. That was Reagan's mandate, and he did it. He did it.
Yeah, he did. Same thing with the how the economy seems to run off the stock market when it never used to.
Yeah.
And now Reagan got rid of all the, you know,
we used to have labor sections in the newspapers, you know. I mean, I grew up in Michigan, and the Detroit Free Press, as I recall, always had a business section, and the Detroit News always had a labor section. I might have them backwards, but, you know, all that's gone now, and you can thank Reagan for that. Mark, spot on. Thank you very much for the call. We're hitting the top of the hour here. Our buddy Greg Palast will be with us on the other side of this break about Bob Kennedy and his brain worm. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942.
News from the center, WRCE. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm in my new time slot from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And we'll be doing my show from Madison, where joining me in studio will be award-winning filmmaker and record producer Wendy Schneider.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olsen, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project. They put out fake AI photos of
Taylor Swift saying that she endorsed him.
Right. And Trump retweeted that. And of course, all of that is untrue.
Don't mess with the Swifties. You'll have my daughters showing up.
It's a whole new level of Swift boating.
Trump and Las Vita might get Swift boated. All right. Taylor Swift boated.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.